CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. A woman's going viral for doing something or not doing something with her kids during the last week of school. See if you agree with her. That's next.
Hey. I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed.
Sunny and still hazy from the wildfires. 30 degrees today. It is going to be a warm one.
Back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
So it's that time of year. It's almost the end of the school year. And a woman has gone viral on TikTok for suggesting this.
Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school? I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway, at least around here.
Okay. That's an interesting one. A little spicy. Do you make your kids go to school the last couple of days or the last week, as she's suggesting? I'm trying to think back. It's been a while since we were in school, but I feel like the last week is just like a mishmash of fun. We used to have a carnival day or a fun day.
Yes.
It's time to hang out.
Play day. I can't remember what it was called.
There wasn't much happening. You're kind of cleaning out your desk, cleaning out your locker.
Mm-hmm. And I guess her argument is that, you know, there's no point. They're not learning anything. The school year's over. In her area, the teachers are done too. They're done with your kids, according to her.
Everyone's a little bit checked out, I feel.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear from teachers if that's how they really feel. I don't know. But it's interesting. I guess you really have to ask yourself, are they learning more by not actually learning what's in a textbook, let's say, or what's being taught on, you know, based on videos or other things that they would normally do during that time. Like maybe what you're learning, the skills you're learning with like socializing and looking forward to that and all the hard work you put in the school year to end off on these last few days of fun. Maybe that's what you're learning.
Love when a teacher throws on a movie.
Yes.
Getting a class is so good. Yeah. And I mean, like, I really look forward to those. Yeah, because the structure kind of starts melting away, right? Like the and you're going to get a little more time with your friends. You're going to have recess. There's going to be signing of yearbooks, maybe some summer planning. Hey, what camp are you going to? Let's do this.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
Eating outside for lunch.
The weather's good. All that. So like, I actually really liked being in school as the structure starts to melt away a little bit. So I personally, as a kid, I would not have wanted to miss those days just to start quote unquote summer a little bit early.
This is the first year that I'm dealing with my children being in school and preschool. So this woman got me thinking. I'm like, am I sending them to the last week of school? And then I was like, yes, I am. Because if they're home, what does that mean for me? It's going to make things a lot more difficult for me in terms of planning. So no, I'm keeping them in for as long as I can keep them in.
That's true. Although with how many germs they're exposed to at that age and how sick your kids have been in and out, I guess it happens at that age. Maybe it's like, hey, a couple of days where I'm not exposing them to this.
See? I know there's an argument to be made on both sides. What do you guys think? If you have kids who are in school right now, it's the last week of school, do you think they need to attend the last few days of school?
And teachers, we want to hear from you too. Yeah, let's throw this out there. Let's do a five calls.
Five calls? Decide it all.
Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week? Should you pull your kids out of school the last week?
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
I'm feeling you on how I feel.
Good morning. It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Did you hear? Shawn Mendes is playing Budweiser stage for the first time ever. And guess who has tickets? Oh, it's us. We have tickets all week here on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. We're giving away in the 7 o'clock hour. When you hear us play a Shawn Mendes song, you want to text tickets and your full name to 981-981. Keep it locked.
With Peach Five Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. Good morning. We've got a lot of construction right now on the southbound 400. The ramp to SS still shut down. That's causing a delay from approaching Dunlop. And on the west 401, the ramp to Leslie, one lane closed for construction. On the northbound 400, Highway 7 to Langstaff, all collector lanes are still shut down. That, again, is all because of construction. For fresh, quality produce, Adonis is your destination. Until June 4th, new crop yellow peaches are $1.99 per pound.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Cool off this patio season with Kelsey's new frozen cocktails. Why not sip on the refreshing Peachellini or watermelon Red Bull Dog? Don't miss shareables like beef tenderloin lettuce wraps, epic nachos, and lemon pepper calamari. Kelsey's, Canada's original roadhouse. Taxes extra. Must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurants.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house June 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit chartwell.com today to learn more.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit Wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
I love your motorized window coverings.
Thanks. I got them made by Linen Chest, and now their Hunter Douglas blinds and shades are on sale.
Really? How does it work?
For absolutely no charge, their experienced specialists will visit your home, show you samples, measure your windows, and give you a quote. They even have a 1-year lowest price policy guarantee and will install whenever it's convenient.
Amazing. I'm calling Linen Chest.
Yes. Call or go to linenchest.com to book your free consultation. It's so easy.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate buffalo mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery on repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at pcexpress.ca.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far-off fudge, too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's back. And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
It's not the dark you have to be afraid of. It's what's hiding within it. The Shaw Festival presents Wait Until Dark. In a New York apartment, a blind woman becomes the target of ruthless criminals. As night falls, she must use all her wits to survive. Don't miss this heart-stopping thriller. Wait Until Dark at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Check off your beauty goals at TSC and save over 45% on Doll 10 Tinted Moisturizer with Warming Filter Powder and Brush. Today's showstopper at TSC.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
It's already that time of year, almost the end of school. We want to know, is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week? Because, you know, like, not much happens. Five calls, decide it all, get into your calls next.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight.
We can.
be a hot one. 30 degrees is our high today. Lots of sunshine and no complaints.
Five calls.
Decide it all.
So is it okay to pull your kids out of school for the last week? This after a woman went viral on TikTok saying she doesn't even bother sending her kids to school that last week. She says the teachers don't want it. They're not learning anything, at least from her experience, and it's better to keep them home. How do you feel about it?
Sometimes you learn the most when you're not learning, though, if you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's all the fun stuff outside. I love that last week of school. What do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school that last week? Tina from Vaughn.
I would say it's optional, but in my opinion, my kids love going the last week. I've got three, and it's the most fun for them. It's laid back. They worked hard. The teachers tend to reward them with, like you said, TV time, extracurricular activities. Why not? Let them go have fun and just be kids.
Oh, I like that, Tina. Okay, your vote's been counted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amelia from Ajax, who is a teacher, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week? Yes or no?
I would say if you pull out your child the last week of school, they're really not missing anything, but they're missing a lot of fun. Because, you know, during the last week, it's, you know, like you said, a play day. They get to say goodbye to their friends. But I totally understand if parents do want to pull their child out. I get it, but they're really not missing anything academic.
Okay. Do you have a preference as a teacher?
I would prefer them if they stay in school.
Okay. We're going to count you as a yes then.
Yes, it is a yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day, guys.
Mary Jane from Burlington, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week?
No, I don't think it's okay. When I was growing up, my dad was the principal of my school.
Oh, that's a tough one.
So we went to school all the time. But
okay.
The last days of school are fun days.
Mm-hmm.
With you, totally on that. Okay, Mary Jane, your vote's been counted. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Shan from Caledonia, who is a teacher, what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school for that last week? Yes or no?
I think no, because it's usually the most fun time, not only for students, but also for the teachers.
Mm-hmm. It's fun for the teachers. Oh, I like hearing that.
They get to even have class parties, interact with their friends. You know, no schoolwork, no assignments, no grading. It's just fun.
You get to let your hair down a little bit, right? It's a fun week.
Oh, yeah. And kids need that.
Yeah. Your vote's been counted, Shan. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Hyman from Brampton. So what do you think? Is it okay to pull your kids out of school the last week?
I wouldn't. The reason why, you think about it, like going to school the first part of the semester, like September, they're excited, right? Mm-hmm. So at the end, they want to get excited as well because maybe some of their classmates or school friends may be moving, not going back to the same school. So they want to feel that experience. They want to experience that enjoyment.
Yeah, for all the kids who are maybe, you know, going off to different high schools as well.
True.
Or even if you're in high school going off to different universities, like the last week matters.
Yes.
You want to take a victory lap. I like that, Hyman. Thank you for the call. Your vote's been counted.
Have a good day.
Okay, so most of you there saying that it's, you know, keep the kids in school. The mm-hmm. last week is fun. Leave them there. It's a victory lap. 4-1, we've got as the final saying, no, don't pull your kids out of school the last week.
Interesting perspective on our text line at 981-981 from Marilyn, from Allison, saying, yes, definitely keep your kids at home. It's the perfect time to go to local attractions because they won't be as busy as they are after school lets out. Also, report cards have already been written at the beginning of June.
Ooh, a little inside info. I like the point about if you pull them out early, that's a good time to go check out attractions like the aquarium or Sea and Tower, whatever,
yeah,
because it's not busy. Wonderland, not as busy.
Never thought of that.
I like it.
bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Right at home with Atlas Care. Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand by the clear blue waters of the south, the deep waters of the north, the rushing waters of Niagara. Stand in our small towns, warm and welcoming. Stand under the tallest of towers or in the halls of our country's capital. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Picture this. A dock warmed by the sun. Friends share a laugh as they dive in the lake. Behind you, a two-story cottage nestled in the trees. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $24 million. Buy your ticket today.
I'm getting ready for some traveling.
Shopping for new clothes.
We're vacationing in Canada this summer.
And hotel bargains.
Friends have a cottage.
Hostess gifts.
And I'll be taking a trip home.
Travel points.
I want to look good for that.
New hair color.
We'll have people over too.
Bigger barbecue.
I heard some great party ideas on the radio.
Summer shopping. Be where anyone who needs you can meet you. Be on the radio. Your customers are already here.
Beat the heat at Harvey's this summer for just $3. Choose one of our creamy hand-spun milkshakes or one of our frozen drinks, including new Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry for only $3 all summer long at Harvey's. Taxes extra.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:30, 16 degrees, getting up to 30 today. Let's check in with Eva.
Good morning. U.S. President Donald Trump has jacked up steel and aluminum tariffs to 50%. Trump signed an executive order yesterday to increase the levies from their previous rate of 25%. Prime Minister Mark Carney says the tariffs are both unlawful and unjustified, and Canada is intensively negotiating to have them removed under a new economic and security deal. Wildfire hit areas in Manitoba and Saskatchewan are not expected to see much relief in the forecast over the coming days. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe says there will be challenging days ahead due to a lack of rain. The wildfires have forced more than 30,000 people in those provinces to leave their homes. Newmarket is hosting a watch party tonight for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Edmonton Oilers will take on the Florida Panthers, and Newmarket native Connor McDavid has a chance to win the Cup for the first time in his career. The town has temporarily renamed Riverwalk Commons Connor McDavid Square, and it'll be the site of the viewing parties. In sports, it's the Oilers and Panthers for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8, and the Jays lost to the Phillies 8-3. They play again tonight. CHFI weather. Today, hot, humid, hazy with a risk of late-day storms, a high of 30, Humidex 35. Tonight, chance of showers, low of 17. And on Thursday, cloudy with showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Southbound 404, the HOV ramp to the westbound 401 collector still shut down for construction. South 400 ramp to Essa Road, that's closed for construction. It is slow from approaching Dunlop. And on the east 401, the ramp to Leslie, we have that closed off. That's all because of construction.
Hi, my name is Yota.
Hi, my name is John.
And we work at Minico Home Hardware, and we love waking up with Pooja and
Gurdeep
every morning
on 98.1 CHFI.
know the old saying, fake it till you make it. Well, have you ever had to fake something just to avoid embarrassment? Yeah, I did, and I'll tell you about it after Irene Cara.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world.
Degrees today, lots of sunshine. Good morning.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
If you've ever lived in a condo or an apartment, you may appreciate this story. So, you know, I'm a condo guy. I've been in condos for 15 years, and every about twice a year, you know, they come in and they'll swap out the air filter and
yes.
do the little
whatever maintenance thing that they do.
Yeah, sure, and it's great. I love clean air. That's awesome.
I love breathing.
Yeah, I love breathing clean air. I will say I've been in a new building for a little over a year now, and I love it. However, the issue has been in summers. It's the air doesn't get cold enough. Like it's really
yes.
hot in summers, and
it's so tough, especially with all the windows and all the sun that's coming
yeah.
in the condos. A lot of people experience that.
But I'm also like I'm paying a ton in maintenance. Like, can I get my AC just working to like a reasonable temperature? So I didn't get a very good explanation last year as to why it wasn't working, but they assured me it'd be better this summer. So far, it's not great.
Uh-oh.
So they came in last week to do the whatever, the swapping of the air filter.
Sure.
I know, like, I've built up this reputation here as this, like, smart guy, this trivia guy. There's some things I'm really smart at. there's some stuff that I feel like a complete idiot, and this is one of them.
Well,
so,
you don't do it. If you don't do it, how are you supposed to know?
And this, what I'm about to tell you, this is totally on me. So the guy comes in, you know, they send a security guard, and then they send the guy, the HVAC guy with the gloves and the little hazmat-looking suit and his little vacuum, and he's vacuuming stuff. So I'm just trying to get some answers. So I'm like, hey, any idea why... Like, you know, it's, I'm setting it to like 18 degrees at night, but it's only getting to 22. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, it's the HVAC, see? Like, And, oh, yeah, well, it's just the air filtration system, right? Because the pipes, it's on a pull system. So what it's going to do is it's going to pull from the lake, and that's going to drop air through the building, right? So as more people start to turn the temperature, what it's going to do is it's going to magnify through the, and I'm like,
is this what it feels like when I try to explain something scientifically to you, where you're just like, what are you even saying?
Yeah, a little bit. Although this guy legitimately sounded like he knew what he was talking about. It was completely over my head, and I desperately wanted to understand. And at some point, I think I just surrendered to it. And I just kind of was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And
The HVAC. Oh, the good old HVAC.
And I swear he left, and I was more confused than I was at the beginning. And I didn't want to seem like an idiot. So I just went along with it.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You are not alone in that. I how many people do that about so many things? Like I do that about wine. You know,
oh God, yeah.
Especially when the waiter comes for you to come and test it, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
As long as there's not bits of cork in it, yeah, fill me up. Like yeah. it's fine.
I'll
it's good.
Swirl it, I'll smell it, but I don't really know what I'm looking for. Wine tastes like wine.
Yeah, I felt defeated, and it's still hot in my condo, and I don't know what's happening.
I wish I could help you because I understood nothing of what you also said, but I think that happens where you kind of fake it. You pretend like you know what somebody's talking about, but you have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go with it. I've done this with movies. You know the movie Tenet?
Okay, I've never seen it, but I've heard it's super confusing.
So confusing. I watched it a second time. Still have no idea what happened. But I will tell people that I know. Oh, yes, it's, you know, it's the concept of time. And the inter- it's backwards, it's forwards, it's upside down, it's all the things.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone. Have you ever tried to pretend to understand something that you absolutely do not? Like my air filtration system, Tenet for Pooja. Give us a call, let us know if this has been you. 416-872-CHFI.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. Feeling sure is the only way to make friendships grow, but I'm too afraid now. home. I put my armor on, I'll show you that I am.
With Speech 5 traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. If you are using the eastbound 401, the ramp to Leslie still closed off for construction. On the westbound side of the 401, the ramp to Leslie left lane just closed there for construction. South 400 ramp to Essex completely shut down for road work. It is slow going from approaching Dunlop. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event to get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
Woo-hoo! And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple of years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy a refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
I'm standing and waving the flag for Canada. Hi, this is Mark Critch. I love hearing the sound of laughter. In fact, my job depends on it. But right now, the jobs of most Canadians depend on other things, like all of us coming together, buying Canadian-made products, and supporting Canadian businesses. Shop as if your country depends on it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
It's summer, and TSC is here to make your beauty routine effortless. We've got all your beauty and skincare needs covered, so you can look your best all day and stay on trend. Start a clean routine. Say YES to SPF. Do it up with dewy skin and glass lips. Make your lashes pop and bring out your best features with ease. Glow all summer with quality brands and products that'll make you feel fabulous from sunrise to sunset. Shop now at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at PCExpress.ca.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
The secret to my super strength? A mega calorie diet. And my super strong muscles are exactly what Ann and Kate needed.
They wanted a backyard with a tiki bar. You know the vibe. They were approved for a home renovation loan.
And I got these powerful hands dirty. Their backyard is now glorious.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So today is an excellent day to celebrate this breakfast and baking stable. We are celebrating Egg Day with a game that you can play along with. Okay, Gurdeep's putting Steph and I to the test. That's next.
Yes. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Yeah, yeah.
52, 16 degrees. I know not everybody loves the high temps, but I do. 30 degrees today. Lots of sunshine. Enjoy.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
Egg Day.
Egg Day.
Come on.
We love our eggs.
Love eggs so much. Eggs are like just one of the most versatile, lovable foods. There pretty much isn't a way I don't like an egg other than hard-boiled.
Really? What do you have against hard-boiled?
It's utilitarian. It's good. You can travel with it, but it's just, it doesn't eat it for sustenance. It's the only form of egg I don't like enjoy.
Really?
I know Steph is a big hard-boiled egg fan.
I do. I love
them. Sorry, Steph.
I feel like your hard-boiled eggs would be gray. Like you probably just don't prepare them well.
No, I've had good ones, even like from restaurants, whatever. And
you still like, don't
it
like
just
that?
Doesn't really do it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to test you guys. This has become sort of a thing now, pitting you two against each other. This is me compensating for Kempe Gurdeep.
This is payback, is what it is.
This is a very important question. Who wants to go first? Because I think this is going to impact the result.
Wow. Then you choose.
Who yeah. No, I'm no. not going to choose. No.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Pooja's going to go first. Okay.
In the interest of time.
Here we go. Yeah, fair. Good point.
No, wait, I want to go first.
Okay, here we go. Pooja, first question is to you.
Yes.
I'm hot, messy, and nobody really knows what I'm supposed to look like, but I still somehow make it into breakfast burritos everywhere. What kind of egg am I?
Scrambled?
That is correct. One for Pooja. Steph, to you. I'm calm, composed, and elegant. I require gentle water and tons of patience. I'm brunch royalty and a hollandaise queen.
Oh, poached.
Yes. Yes.
That's actually
well
my
done.
Favorite. Poached.
Me too. Poached is great. All right, back to Pooja. I'm hard on the outside, soft in the middle, and I've been through boiling water and emotional damage. What kind of egg am I?
Is that a hard-boiled egg?
Steph for the steal.
What? It's hard on the outside and soft on the inside and boiled? What was the water thing? What happened in the water?
Hard on the outside, soft in the middle. I've been through boiling water and emotional damage. For the steel.
Is that hard-boiled? No.
That's soft-boiled, guys. Hard-boiled
oh.
soft.
Oh, right.
Oh come so on.
Right.
Oh,
whatever.
Soft-boiled's delicious.
Okay.
Okay, this is to you, Steph. You don't eat me for breakfast. You eat me at fancy parties next to shrimp rings and questionable small talk. What kind of egg am I?
Deviled eggs?
Deviled egg is correct. Okay, back to Pooja.
Yummy.
They are good.
Mm-hmm. I'm classic, I'm bright, and I stare up at you with my big yolk eye. Don't you dare flip me. What kind of egg am I?
Oh, are you sunny side up?
That is correct. Okay, 2-2, back to Steph. I'm the overachiever, not soft, not runny. I'm cooked all the way through on both sides like a stressed out version of my sunny cousin. What kind of egg am I?
Over easy?
Is it over easy?
Close.
Say it again.
I'm the overachiever, not soft, not runny. I'm cooked all the way through on both sides like a stressed out version of my sunny cousin.
It's over easy.
I thought it would have said over easy too.
Close. This is maybe the hardest question.
What is it?
Over hard. Over easy is when you only cook it for a little bit
you're
on one side.
Soft-boiled, hard-boiled, over hard. This is no, a trick
same
question.
Thing. Okay, so you know what? We're just going to keep going with this. Why not? back to Pooja here. These are the final two questions. Right now we're tied at two. I'm not for breakfast. I'm for finding in your backyard in April. What kind of egg am I?
An Easter egg.
Okay. And the final question is to Steph. This is for the tie, Steph. If you don't get this, Pooja wins back-to-back games. I'm not edible. I'm ridiculously expensive, covered in jewels, and I live in a glass case next to security guards. What kind of egg am I?
I can't remember the name.
Know. Hold on.
I got this
is
wrong.
Is it Fabergé egg? Oh,
yes!
So good.
Well, we've settled nothing. It's 3-3. You all better get some soft-boiled eggs in your life.
You know, I was trying to think of the word, and all that was coming to my mind was aubergine.
That's what I guessed on Ken Beekerdy, but I got it wrong. Happy Egg Day.
We should take this back to my place. That's what she said back to my face. Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day. And I hope you feel the same way. Yeah. Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my bed and laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. So hands.
Yeah, I want you, baby, so throw hands like sweat dripping down out the laundry. No, no chance that I'm even here without you on me.
Coming up on 6 o'clock. We're already sitting at 16 degrees. Going to be a nice day. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Double the duties on Canadian steel and aluminum are now in effect. It comes after U.S. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday escalating the levies on imports from Canada from 25 to 50%. Canadian steel and aluminum industries say doubling the tariffs will have a devastating impact, and economists warn it could lead to cost increases for Americans. A shooting in Toronto's Lawrence Heights neighborhood has left one man dead and five others injured. Police say it happened just after 8:30 last night, and there were multiple suspects. The victims range in age from 18 to 40. On X, Mayor Olivia Chow says she was disturbed by the news. Police are asking witnesses to come forward. Wildfire-affected areas in Manitoba and Saskatchewan likely won't get much rain in the coming days. The Manitoba government says while some wet weather was expected across the northern part of the province, it wouldn't be enough to significantly suppress the wildfires. More than 30,000 people in those provinces have been forced to leave their homes. In sports, it's the Oilers and Panthers for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8, and the Jays lost to the Phillies 8-3. They play again tonight. CHFI weather. Today, hot, humid, hazy, with a risk of late day storms, a high of 30, Humidex 35. Tonight, chance of showers, low of 17. And on Thursday, cloudy with showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Southbound 410 ramp to the east 401. We've